And welcome to another episode of the Light Bulb Moments. It's your boy, Awesome, Nia.
Mm-hmm.
Where
it's me,
it
ESP.
No, I wasn't finished.
I was ready.
Well, go.
It's me, ESP, the kookiest of the spooky kids.
I'm glad I cut you off. How are you doing today, sir?
We are here, and we're alive. So I'd say well.
Damn, Brad, right. Okay. I don't even try to go there, but right. Okay, yes, I will take that. I will take that 100%. Mm-hmm. I'm glad we're alive. I'm glad you are here doing this with me, so thank you.
Yes, no, this is fun. So today we're talking about Halloween. Samhain, the Dia de los Muertos.
You can't even get it out.
Y'all, I'm asleep, okay? I see lead the episode. Go ahead.
I'm gonna need you to wake up. I'm mad you had a long day.
All right, I'm up. The year is 42 AD, okay? Romanian festival. Day one, Feralia. Celebration of those.
Yo, get the camera. Get the camera for this shit.
Wait.
They gotta see the heads.
Wait.
They gotta see the heads and the gestures. We need a motherfucking camera. No, we did. I just got lost. I was getting caught in the sauce. Go ahead, finish the story. Hold on, let me get situated. I wanna get. Fuck me, Lee.
I'm trying to get into the history,
mood.
All right?
We supposed to be. Sit the mood. What is it? Go again. Ooh, this is gonna be juicy. We talking about Halloween, y'all. We talking about Dia de los Muertos. We giving history. So, do it again with the hand gesture, too.
No, it's dead. But okay, nah, for real, Halloween. We all know as some people say Samhain. That's what I was saying for forever until we got corrected. It's actually pronounced Samhain, right? 2,000-year-old tradition in northern France and UK. You may be familiar with it, people. Yes, if you're all of my witchy friends out there, you know what that's about. Yeah. Why are you looking at me? I'm not busting out the choreo again.
No, I was just waiting. That shit was fire. I'm mad we didn't record that shit. You painted an awesome picture.
We are so off topic today.
But celebrate throughout the, it was celebrated throughout the night till sunrise, November 1st. So it's pretty much the same experience, Halloween. Well, no, because really we only do what?
I don't know about 31st your Halloween, but my Halloween usually lasts like well into the next day. But yeah, the tradition.
Is it because you're celebrating Halloween?
The tradition, it. Yeah.
Or you just hung over from the night before?
A little bit of both.
Okay.
I probably just wouldn't really come. Never mind. So. Yeah, Samhain, right?
Yeah, so Samhain. So we celebrate the same way, pretty much, the way we celebrate Halloween. Mm-hmm. And then there was the Celtic festival celebrating the end of the harvest season and the beginning of the dark season.
Right, so all the plants are like about to die. So we're just going to celebrate them, giving us what they gave us.
Celebrate what we got during the summertime.
Moving on.
Our crops, our profits, you know, because it's summertime.
Thank you, plants. Yeah. And then in Mexico, they got the Dia de los Muertos. You have to say it with pizzazz. Dia de los Muertos. Anyway.
That was not pizzazz. But I.
You're jealous. You're always so jealous of me.
I am.
Anyways, they believe that the veil between the spirit and the physical world is at its thinnest point during that time. Just like Samhain. Just like, well, yeah, a few different holidays and shit. But anyways. Yeah, 1000 AD, Christianity was gaining popularity in Europe. Samhain was replaced with All Souls Day. Followers would go to church and pray and celebrate those who had passed on. It's kind of the same, like, across the world. Interestingly enough that we all believe at some point within the fall solstice that the veil is thin.
Ooh. That was sexy.
I know.
I can't stand you. Drink your cold coffee, man.
Mm-hmm.
No, but I mean, it makes sense. Like Lex brought up earlier, the veil is thinning. And we experience way more kooky shit during the month of October, especially when that's happening with the two full moons in the beginning and the end, so the opening and the closing of the season.
This year is a little crazy. October is a little. It'll be, and I think isn't full moon on Halloween?
31st.
Yeesh.
Yeah, ooh. Buddy. Yeah, buddy.
I'm gonna have to be in the woods. Y'all gonna have to find me in the woods somewhere.
Freaks come.
I'm hiding from everybody. Anyways,
really? Is that how you feel? The woods is gonna be your
place of selfish. You know, we talked about the full moon already on that one episode and how crazy it can be. Imagine if the veil was thin and it's 2020 and it's full moon and it's 2020.
The close of full moon? Yeah. You know what
I'm saying?
When we get off air, tell me what woods you're going to. I'm gonna have to meet you there.
Anything could happen. But anyways, let's get into practices. So, this is an interesting pyromancy. Divination practices including bonfires, burning dying crops, dancing around fire, seeing things in the fire.
That sounds like y'all everyday life. What the fuck are you talking about?
I mean, have you ever seen, like, I don't know. I feel like fire has that, it's so hypnotic. So it's interesting to, like, people believe you can look into the fire and be like, see, this is the future.
What's hypnotic about fire to you?
Well, okay, so I've seen like an effigy burn once, mm-hmm. and it was so huge, and it just looked like a dancing doorway or some shit. Like, you look straight into that much fire. It's just like, I don't know, it's hypnotic.
So you felt like you would connect, like,
I don't know how to, like, explain it, but I could see why, like, that could be a thing that people would believe they saw, like, life inside of, like, a fire or whatever the fuck they saw.
Interesting. That's probably why pyromancy became a big thing.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, ancestral offerings is one. Paying tribute to past loved ones. Thanking them for growth and blessing. You know what's crazy? I scrolled down my Facebook one. I don't know if this has anything to do with one of these holidays, by the way. But there's a country. I wish I would have did more research when I saw it. But there's a country where they pull out their loved ones out of the graves and, like, dress them up. Take pictures
like
with them.
Actual court?
Yeah, the actual corpse. Like, they dig them up every year.
Dig up the corpse. So yeah, they let you, like, keep the corpse somewhere close? Because I can't see people just going to this graveyard.
Don't know. It's not something that I lingered on for a while, but I don't know. I know some of y'all have seen it, and hopefully somebody can post a link, but that's pretty wild. Gathering apples, pumpkins, and playing with trees. That's a practice.
That's why there are leaves and shit all over the place. And
from niggas playing the trees. With
leaves, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And Halloween designs and shit. No, that's Thanksgiving, my bad. That's Thanksgiving. Yeah, bro.
I mean, I think even Thanksgiving, I mean, I don't know. It's all the same when it comes to that, pumpkins and apples. Yeah.
No, it's not. Because niggas don't eat on Halloween.
Yeah.
Niggas don't cook big dinners.
What?
Nothing.
Okay. Divination practices, fortune telling, scrying, tarot, tea leaves, reading tea leaves. Yeah. I think.
These are all practices that were done throughout each one of these different celebrations.
Mm-hmm. According to fun facts, yeah.
So pretty much each culture is doing the exact same thing.
For kind of, yeah, with a lot of things. And let's see, costumes. Speaking of them doing all the same thing, like the costumes, Samhain, or shit, I keep saying it like that, Samhain. People would dress in all black.
It's programmed in your head, bro.
I know, right? Because it's just, I mean, it's so easy to say, like, it's spelled. But, yeah. So Samhain, most people dressed in all black and white flowy clothes, just to basically emulate
spirits.
The spirits. Yes.
Which is pretty much why we do costumes,
mm-hmm.
why we dress up as different witches and angels and shit like that.
Mm-hmm. And when Samhain turned into the All Souls Day, people started to dress as devils and angels, and they wore pointy hats to connect themselves to the sky. So that's another thing of costumes. Dia de los Muertos, you know, everybody wears, like, their finest clothing. They wear all their jewels and stuff. That's why you see, like, a lot of sugar skulls and stuff like that. So, you know, they want to party with their ancestors.
During I think the Dia de los Muertos is the dopest of the...
Of the veils.
Yes.
So, yeah.
actually like the face painting. Mm-hmm. Like they really get, I feel like they're getting in tune with it. For real, for real. Like it's more of a respecting the thinning of the veil. Mm-hmm. And trying to reconnect with, really reconnect, not just celebrate the ancestors, but actually go in.
Yeah,
like, it's, you know what? It, I'm going to connect with my ancestor directly.
That's why they drop the marigolds, for they have a way to, from the other side, that they can visit with them. And then it's like, you know, I have on the same face as you. It's almost.
Oh, yeah, so is that what that is about? Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what that's about. Mm-hmm. Shut the fuck up. Light bulb moment.
Yeah, the marigolds are what lead. The ancestors across the bridge.
And marigold is the white.
The sugar skull. The reason why they paint themselves and stuff like that, yeah, is so that it's like that's the connection. You're right, like kind of what you're saying, but yeah.
Because she was the reaper into the afterlife. Something like that. I'm about to go deeper into it. You just made me. We'll go even more deep into it.
Anyways, trick or treat. Came from the late 1800s. America adapted the traditional practices and renamed the holiday Halloween after that. So we went from Samhain to All Souls Day to Halloween. And Halloween became the community celebration. Like, and the reason why we give each other candy is just to be like, hey, thanks for coming over. Here's some candy. Here's a treat. You ever been tricked instead of treated?
No one ever gets tricked.
Right?
No one ever does it. Who forfeits a fucking candy?
I mean,
for a trick.
I don't know.
As a kid,
my parents used to tell us that. Oh, there's a trick in this one. Don't eat this one. Only because they wanted to eat it.
All right. Yeah, your parents are diabolical. All jokes aside, you ever seen have you ever seen Jimmy Kimmel's a Halloween special where they tell you to, right, where he tells parents to do the YouTube like sending a YouTube video of telling your children you ate the Halloween candy?
Oh yeah, oh that was great. Yeah, there's some good fits going on in there. I would have threw a fit too.
Yeah.
If ate all of my candy. If you ate all of it, like all of it is gone. Are you kidding me? You made me walk around this neighborhood and collect this shit and you ate it. That's great. Anyways, speaking of candy, fun fact, Halloween makes up for 1/4 of all candy production worldwide. It's a lot of candy and it's a lot of money that we could be spending elsewhere, but I'm not gonna go there. Happy Halloween. Happy fucking Halloween. Corporations. Yeah,
they're making a killing off that shit, man. For one fucking day.
One of my good friends works at the candy factory and they start making Halloween candy for like next year at the beginning of the year before.
The candy factory is that restaurant that's pretty much the whole.
No, not Sugar Factory. Candy. She works for Willy Wonka.
Are you serious? Mm-hmm.
Actual fact.
And they start
like almost 2 years ahead
for the production of
candy for Halloween. Like the pumpkin shaped shits.
2020 candy was probably started. The production was started in like 2018, 2019.
Mm-hmm, 2019, probably. Mm-hmm.
So you eating old candy?
Uh-huh. Trick or treat. We have a way.
Just fuck me up. Shut up.
Anyways.
But is this like specifically Halloween candy? Like is it the shit that
Be shaped like Halloween or like it comes in a nice Halloween wrapper?
Yeah, because you gotta think you got like mass but like billions and billions.
So they start racking that shit up.
Trillions. Like, that gotta be in trillions of the year. How much candy is write that shit down. Candy episode.
Candy? Let's talk about candy. Come on.
Talk about candy. Come taste on me.
So, yeah. Halloween. What are you doing for Halloween? This will be airing on Halloween. I don't know. No. What are you doing for Halloween?
Jerking off my time probably at work. More than likely. I mean, shit. I got the whole night. I don't know. I gotta go to work the next morning, so.
I don't know if I wanna be around people.
It's a Saturday, right?
During a full moon.
So Saturday?
On Halloween.
I'll be
in 2020, I don't know if I wanna be around people.
Go to the dive bar, see what drunk people look like on. I like people watching, so. That might be dope to do on Halloween.
Ooh, I'll be over to drink.
You gonna be finished with your sexy routine?
My sexy
you
routine.
You trying to get sexy routine?
No, actually, I'm tripping. I'm tripping. I still
fuck your Halloween. You can't even eat candy.
I can't eat candy.
Ooh. Just be glad it's not Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving is kind of what I was thinking about. I don't know why I didn't realize that we're so close to Halloween. October should last for like 3 months if you ask me.
I mean, technically in your life, you can create Halloween any day of the week.
Yeah. I mean, you kind of do if you're a spooky kid.
True.
Yeah.
Spooky kids make
Halloween
every day.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of like spooky shit, did you know that December is going to have Friday the 13th?
Friday the 13th doesn't like what is the
it's gonna be literally the Nightmare Before Christmas,
right? In 2020. That's in 2020. Crazy. All kind of crazy shit is happening.
But anyways, yeah. So what is your best Halloween memory?
Actually, all jokes aside, 2018. I did Halloween back home in New Orleans, but like did it as a tourist, not as a local. Hmm. So we did like the fuck do you call them shits?
Like the
ghost tour?
The
ghost tour was cool because I wasn't expecting to get see no fucking ghosts.
Did you see one?
No. Mm-hmm. But it was very educational to know the crazy shit that went down in the city. That's why New Orleans is so, the energy is so
I've always wanted to do that, specifically in New Orleans.
That was dope. Then, not Bourbon Street, not the French Quarters, but a specific street, Frenchman, which is probably consists of like 2 to 3 blocks of like bars that you can just go in and out of. But they turned the whole street into like a outdoor thing. Like those motherfuckers with sofas and shit like that just laid out in the street. And it's just like a big party outside and it's just crazy.
Yeah.
And everybody's dressed up, and you know it's New Orleans, so dressed up meant like in the most retarded shit you could think of. So that was cool. That's probably my best Halloween. As a kid, you know what? The only one I can remember is my mom. I was a ghost, so they bitch pretty much took a sheet and cut holes in it.
Classic.
That was it. I mean, I did the ghosts, the vampires. We couldn't do a mummy because that was just way too much toilet paper. Just way too much. And it wasn't
so you were actually use toilet paper and not like, you know.
Just, my parents, no. Because it was my mom and mom. No, they weren't trying to go. They wrapped me something else. So I was a ghost that year. But I remember like, that's an interesting question.
Me as a kid, I think my mom, she bought me this Batman costume one year, and I had to be like 5 or 6, but I was upset because it didn't have the muscles. Like it was literally just
the flat so shit. So you look flat. Like yo.
And I threw a fit.
That's Batman.
Like, yo, why don't I have muscles? So my mom sold muscles into it for me, right? Favorite costume ever. I was elated.
Fuck out of you.
Listen.
She sold muscles.
Oh, yeah. She sold muscles into it.
Like, what did she use to sew the muscles? Do you know?
Oh, I don't know. No, I don't know. I just know, her. I just remember putting it on and like, okay, yeah, I'm
you should ask her. Because so, you could create your own costume like that.
I mean, yeah, I'm sure I can figure it out now. But as a 5-year-old, that was like, you know. So, my school that year was having a haunted house. They turned the cafeteria into like a haunted house. Basically, you walking through it, they grabbing you from under the table with the sheets. It's like nothing major, okay? But me, Mr. Macho Man, and my Batman to go into this haunted house. And I really had to pee. Somebody grabbed me from one of the tables the wrong way. And that was the end of my costume.
Because it was ruined by your urine. It washes out.
Yeah, no, I just mean for that year, it was just like, I got it. That was my Halloween. So, but
Haunted houses. Oh shit. Damn.
As an adult.
Fuck.
I can't say
that just dawned upon me. What? I'm so you.
What?
Damn.
What?
That's the one thing that I never thought about we weren't gonna be able to do. Fucking haunted houses are closed.
No, they're not. Huh? I'm going to Netherworld, I think, Friday.
Netherworld is open now?
Yeah.
Oh, fucking right. You going when?
I think Friday.
Tomorrow?
Not tomorrow.
Next week?
Next Friday.
Where you going when?
My coworkers.
You gotta say it right now.
Yeah, it's my coworkers.
Okay.
I think. It's next week. I hope it's not tomorrow. I don't know. Anyway.
Worst haunted house experience or funniest haunted house experience?
Dang, I've been to a lot. Oh, the coolest one, I think, was the zombie situation they have in Atlanta. Like, I think zombies was really big that year. I can't remember what year it was, like 2016 or something like that. But zombie was huge, and like Walking Dead was huge. And we went to this, it was like not an abandoned, but like an old hotel or something. But they had turned it into like this zombie experience, pretty much, where you start off going through a regular haunted house, but then shit goes wrong. And then there's zombies running through that bitch. So you're literally running from zombies. Like a horde. I mean, people came from everywhere to just be a zombie for this. So like you're literally running through this hotel. You're running through fields. You're running through forests. You're like from zombies. It was
cool. What happened with the zombies? Cool shit.
I mean, they didn't really get you.
Because
you're running.
You're too amped up.
Yeah,
why not?
Because it was so immersive. Because they started off as like a... You know, this is a haunted house, and it legit looked like a haunted house. But then all of a sudden,
turns into a fucking zombie. Like
the lights go out.
Just shit goes haywire.
It was just wild. Gotcha. Yeah, it was cool though.
That's what's up.
But yeah, I don't think they probably won't be doing that this year, considering the amount of people that were zombies.
That required to be fucking zombie whores.
I swear, it's probably like 7 of us running from 100 of them.
Really?
No exaggeration. This shit was crazy.
Really?
Yeah, it was crazy.
That many people. Okay, so you know what? It wasn't just the zombie factor. You were also running from a fucking stampede.
Yeah, it's a lot of people.
So a stampede is probably even more frightening than just the fact that it's some zombie.
And they had it set up so like you running from
You were bottlenecked in. Like you couldn't.
Kind of, yeah, it's a set course. So like so you're you running through hotel, then you're running out of the hotel through like this where they're trying to battle the zombies. So it's military people too. So you run across the field where they're shooting, quote unquote.
What were they using?
Like just airsoft guns. You know, like. Oh, okay. Like, I mean, it was loud, but there was no real bullets for real.
Right.
But, you know, it's zombies falling around you. Like, these motherfuckers are acting. run through there, you run through the woods, and then there's, like, this part where they're telling you about how the zombies got reanimated in some magic book that you gotta find or what. It was crazy. But it was cool.
That sounds dope. I'm kind of jealous of that.
Yeah. It was an experience.
I gotta find something like that.
I think he lost his phone. They had to...
Where was this at? Was this in Atlanta?
This is Atlanta, yeah. Somewhere.
Shut up.
Bumblefuck in the outskirts.
Gotta find that shit in the future if they.
Zombie.
That sounds cool.
Look up zombie Atlanta anything. I'm pretty sure you'll find some wild shit because that was one of a few things that we were gonna go to. But that one was cool. Anyways, zombies. Woo.
But zombies don't really connect with Halloween, though.
Yeah, they do. Sure, they do.
You feel like zombies the undead? Things, you feel like...
Yeah. Witches raise the dead. Dia de los Muertos. The dead are
sci-fi.
Walking among us.
Where we hanging? Where we hanging?
We got 20... We're at 25 minutes. Oh.
Oh, we good. Right. So, question.
Answer.
Which horror genre would you say is more directly connected to Halloween?
Anything having to do with witches. Or
paranormal.
I would specifically say witches.
But there's honestly, not a lot of like witch movies in the sense.
Movies?
Yeah, as I say horror genre, like genre.
Oh.
Like movie genre.
Halloween the movie? I don't know. I don't know. I would anything supernatural, yeah. Supernatural. Because it's like literally about the veil, like what's beyond the veil or what's like. You know?
That's why, because you say zombies, I'm like, nah, I would say...
Well, I would say zombies like because they're the undead, and that's, like, part of pulling from the veil to put it into the physical world.
Yeah, but zombies nowadays don't really, we don't connect it with supernatural, like, connections more than we do biological at this point in today's society when it comes to entities. I think, like, zombies, because that's why the zombie genre is that.
Well, now the zombie genre
is... But even back then when the zombie genre came out, it was never really depicted more of, like, it's Halloween supernatural more than it's the apocalypse.
I don't know.
Like, I give you, like, the Blair Witches and all that kind of stuff and stuff dealing with in paranormal activities. I think those genres are more connected to the veil and a set time of the year. I think, yeah, I give you that one. And then just the movie Halloween itself, because they snatched the franchise.
Yeah, it really doesn't have to do with anything besides the fact that it's someone killing someone else on Halloween.
But yeah,
that's it. That's why I say anything supernatural. Really, I mean, I would specifically say witches because that's what people associate Samhain and things with. But and witches have
you got powers. It right that time. It's reprogrammed.
What, Samhain?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I just have to say it like 50 million more times. But anyways, yeah, I don't know.
So what's going on in the cosmos?
We're getting a full blue moon on Halloween. Combined with the current retrograde, this portal is busted wide open.
Yeah, I'm going to the woods.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. I don't think I'm going to be at work. It's going to be a lot of energy.
I apologize on air to your face. I apologize, sir. Let me get the fuck out of here.
Energy's
going to
be wild.
Sir?
All right, so a full blue moon is, first of all, a mouthful. Secondly, reflect on your past with gratitude.
Yeah, you should do that every fucking day. I'm sorry, you should do that every day.
No, I mean, you should, but specifically on a full blue moon, that's where you want to be mentally when you're trying to get rid of blockages. And for those of you that cleanse under the full moon, then this is what you're focusing on, is the past. We're coming out of a portal that we went into. And I'm sure everyone is feeling the changes just on the journey through.
Soul train.
So just reflect on, yeah, what you learned and be thankful that you were able to learn it. Get rid of all your unhealthy patterns, something you should do every day also, but specifically this one, we are stepping out of the portal. It is up to you to open the next door.
That was sexy.
I know. yes. So
it's going to be an interesting ending of this month going into November, finishing out the last 2 months of this year. This shit has been a wacky scenario. So right now, strap your boots in and get ready for the descension of this damn year.
2021, aka 2020, part two. Dun dun dun.
I'm not fucking with you. Not fucking with you at all.
We'll know after the 4th of November. Make sure y'all go vote.
Motherfucker, it's gonna be Halloween regardless of which way. Okay, yeah, we're gonna talk about that.
Make sure you vote, people, if you haven't already. Period.
I'm fine for that one. Motherfucking.
Anyways, it's been a great episode here. We had fun fumbling through the beginning.
Well, tell them who you are.
I am ESP. You can follow me at ESP Vibes on Instagram, Twitter, everywhere else that you can think of. I can't think because my brain's dead.
Check out the light bulb moment. Exactly. Ditto what he said. All jokes aside. Instagram, Facebook, Spotify. Yeah, I ain't about to repeat all that either. That's on every episode. Check us out, though.
Okay, bye.